Hey there, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Okay, so here it is. It's the iPhone 13 Pro, and today I'm going to be doing a speed test GX, comparing it to the iPhone 12. One, of course, has got the new A15 Bionic. The new phone has got the A15. The iPhone 12 has got the A14 Bionic. Is it faster? By how much is it faster? Well, if you want to find out more, please let me explain. Okay, so before we get cracking, this is going to be a speed test GX 2.0 test. I have a whole channel with all my speed test videos. There'll be a link in the description below. It's called Speed Test G. This is the cross-platform version, which means I can go iOS versus iOS or Android versus iOS. Today we're going to be doing the iPhone 12 versus the iPhone 13 Pro. Okay, let's get cracking. Okay, with the iPhone 13 Pro on the left-hand side with the A15 Bionic, with the iPhone 12 with the A14 Bionic on the right-hand side, and already we can see that the iPhone 13 Pro is in the lead. It's now into the Jason test, as is the iPhone 12, but it's still in the lead. You can just see it's just getting there quicker every time. It's into the compression test now, as is the iPhone 12, but let's just see. It's going to get it go. You see it goes out of it quicker again there. Now, here we are into the 16th thread test, and the UI is not updating, but there you go. It is happening. So it's so busy scheduling all of those threads that the UI doesn't get a chance to update, but it does complete all 16 threads, as we're now into the blur test, beginning of the mixed CPU GPU part of the test, and we're gonna come up with the smoke particle test in a moment. On the left hand side, there it goes. Now, what's the frame rate gonna be? 56, 57. Well, that's absolutely amazing. As we're now into the test on the right hand side, what's the frame rate gonna be? There we go, 38, 39. So a big difference there by the iPhone 13 Pro, as it's now into the test. It's gonna come all the way to the end. What's the final time gonna be? Here we go now. There we go, 54.5. As the iPhone 12 is now also gonna complete the unity test, and its final time is going to be 1 minute 2.0. Okay, let's break down the scores and see exactly what happened. So as you saw there, a convincing win for the new iPhone, the iPhone 13 Pro, 54.5 seconds, the first ever device to run Speedtest GX under the 1 minute mark. And then we see that 7.5 seconds later came in the iPhone 12, 1 minute 2.0. So that is an overall speed increase of 13%. So that is actually pretty good. So how did it happen? Well, 27.5 versus 30.5 on the CPU. That's a difference of 3 seconds. When we come to the mix, we saw that great frame rate there by the iPhone 13 Pro, 14 seconds versus 18 seconds. So a 4 second difference there. And when we get to the GPU, that unity test, 13 versus 13.5. So not so much of a startling difference there, however, still a win by the iPhone 13 Pro. We made up all those wins, difference of 7.5 seconds. The iPhone 13 Pro wins 54.5. That is now the time to beat. Okay, so there you saw it, the A15 beating the A14. Now, I've got plenty more testing lined up for the iPhone 13 Pro, sustained performance, battery testing, and of course testing it against the latest and greatest that you can get in the world of Android. Now, some of those will be over on the Speedtest G channel, as I mentioned earlier. Some of them will be here on this channel, so make sure you subscribe to both so that you don't miss any of the videos. Okay, I'm about to go now. Just want to remind you that I do have a Twitter account at Gary Explains, and I also have a newsletter. Go over to GaryExplains.com, type your email address, no spam, just the newsletter. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.